Coming at you from Scratcher Wolf Studio, it's that time again to rage across the internet. It's your very favorite Werewolf the Apocalypse podcast. As always, I'm your host, Porter. Sitting to my left, the man of a thousand taints, Mr. Daniel Tyson. And to my right, he just discovered two more colors, Tommy Dixon.
How's it going?
Going well, gentlemen. How are we doing? Off to a good start.
Oh, perfect start.
That's how you start right there.
That's at least 50% of the starts.
Oh, really? We're already bringing that in. All right.
We make our own fun. How are we doing, gentlemen?
Awesome.
It's recording day.
It is. We just got off possibly the most meandering and confused postmortem in history.
Really?
Probably. We're going to put that one on the top?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
And yes, that is also what she said.
I mean...
No, I think it was...
It's pretty meandering.
Yeah, it is. It took a while to remember 5 years ago.
It was a different time. By at least 5 years.
Roughly estimated.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah,
I ain't no scientist.
You are correct. You are not a scientist. Yeah, we're just going to leave it at that.
Just leaving it at that.
Right? Yeah, okay.
He looked like he had something.
Yeah,
else.
I did.
I didn't want to take it from you. Go ahead.
Oh, fine. There was a lot of piecing together past moments and memories.
That's true. It's always a good time when you have to go back and go, well, logically speaking, how would Porter have done this? That's going to have to be good enough.
We have notes, we have a script, and those don't always match. Much less, there's not always everything there.
That's true. Well, you know.
Hard to write a thing down when you're in the heat of a moment.
And part of being a good storyteller is being able to throw the shit to the wind and shift plans or add or subtract as necessary. But that's not what this show is.
No, not today.
That said, the postmortem, if you're unaware, is one of the rewards, the gifts. Let's say the backer gifts.
Gifts.
For those who are kind enough and in a position where they can donate financially over at our Ko-Fi, which is ko-fi.com/rageacrosstheinternet. That can be found, of course, in the show notes.
Always.
Yeah. If you're on YouTube, if you're looking at Buzzsprout Direct, I think it's there with, you know, your Apple Podcasts, the show notes are there. They're around. You can find them. And of course, there's a link on our website, which is rageacrosstheinternet.com.
.com.
That's nice. It was like a Muppet.
I was going to say
like Grover's in the studio, but that's cool.
He just switched it on.
Hey, everybody.
I don't know what Grover sounds like. Yeah, I think I'll ask one of the members of the Discord who have children.
I was going to say, there's plenty who have kids.
Yeah, so we'll ask someone. I think Elmo killed him and took his place, but I don't know that.
Prove him wrong.
You know, so we'll ask the Discord, by the way, you can get to that. That link is on the website as well. It's in our forums. There's a whole, like the section there specifically where you can find it. And that's a good thing. It's a good time.
A lot of newbies coming in too.
So yeah, we've got some new members lately, you know, so shout out to you new guys with the little flower tree thing. I don't know from plants. It's not a swamp thing. That's what I know.
Leaf clover.
It's like a clover.
Okay. I'm not a Discord botanist, so I don't know. It's not Swamp Thing. That's as far as I go with plants.
It's also a new correct.
Name that I want to give him now is Discord Botanist.
Oh my God.
But yeah, our Discord is a fun time. Some really good folks there. And of course, that's also where we do our backer hangout night. Which again, if you are a backer on our Ko-Fi, that's ko-fi.com/rageacrosstheinternet.
# sponsored.
Sponsored by Rage Across the Internet.
By Rage Across the Internet.
And 50% of forever.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, 100%.
Every time.
They're 100%
of the time.
That is the name of their new album, so thank you for bringing that up.
Oh, all right.
50% of forever, 100% of the time.
I didn't know we were leaking that for them, but okay.
Well, you know, they maybe slipped me a 20 earlier. They asked to... They're nice guys, you know, 50% of forever. At least half of them are. But neither here nor there.
I thought they had an odd number in the group, though.
Why?
Why not?
All right, then.
Well, you're half right.
There we go.
But for real, if you're not in a position to donate financially, we totally understand. Times are tough. I mean, come on, let's be reasonable. We respect your money and your time. Not less your time, because we like to ramble.
Oh, what?
Get to the point.
Sure. I don't know how.
That's fair.
But no, if you're not in a position, you can help us in other ways. Word of mouth is massive. Tell your friends. Tell your group. If you have people that are into gaming and not yet in the Werewolf, go, hey, I know a place where they can help with that. They can help fix that character flaw. That's us. We're Rage Across the Internet.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
That just was within my heart.
You get freebie points with that, too.
Right? Membership of the Discord or... I don't know.
That's fine.
Danny, it's up to Danny. He's in charge of that.
He is the editor, so yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that part, yes. The Discord part, no, that's Tom.
No, we will or will not honor whatever offer Danny puts on the table for...
Like, you have a choice.
Yeah, I'm just passing the buck now so I can forget I said it at all.
Of course.
Let's get to it today, guys. This is a bit of a weird show. And I don't mean, like, because of topic, right?
But
it's a game where we're pretending to be a werewolf man, we're in a nature-worshipping murder cult.
Yes.
In the game. That's the game, not us personally.
I was going to say, it could be half true.
50% true.
50% of the truth. Their debut album. I'm familiar.
Oh, boy.
I love so hard the lore we've built up around this fictional band.
I love it, too.
I was actually on Discord the other day, and I said, someday, some, quote, super fan, whatever the fuck that means.
Right.
Right. Is going to compile all the 50% of Forever references we've done on the show, and we'll get a fucking track list finally, because none of us remember.
No way. And we're not writing this down.
No. And we're not going to go back.
No. Nope.
Nope. But someone will, and that's exciting for that day.
Shout out to you.
Whoever you are. Right? We're going to make a huge deal about it when you do. Anyway.
The greatest band you'll never hear.
Exactly. 200% of the time.
So we have a...
Yes,
it's darker episode. Well, today.
And it's a weird one again, not because of content, but it was semi recently, and that's if you're new here, we have a little bit of a backlog. So what's recent for us is like 2 months ago for you.
Yeah, we're pretty close.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. No, I think this will be July when this airs.
You're doing it again where we're dating it and it doesn't fall into.
I said, I think. Well, because like I learned my lesson because currently in the real bundles. World where we are recording today right now in the past of the people who are listening.
Oh, wow.
It is currently the first week of Siege May.
Yes, it is. Yes, technically.
Yes, dubbed because our dear friend CGA is in every episode in that month.
Yep.
I forgot about that.
Right? The month of Siege May.
The month of Siege May. That is now going in the lexicon.
Right. But that means we know we have other episodes in the can.
Yeah.
We have the Hengioke 2-parter and we have Let's Play. So that's another month. So that's all of June.
Jesus Christ.
So wow, this is July.
This is July, yeah.
Happy 4th, perhaps.
Perhaps. Somewhere around.
I mean, have there. A happy 4th, whether you already did or will in the future.
I remember when we used to record like a week prior so we could actually get these clothes.
Yeah, well, remember when it was like a 2-day turnaround and everyone's life was miserable and we were always stressed all the time.
Yep. That's why the break happened.
What?
Right. That's why we took like 3 months off last year and started a Let's Play so we cut our workload down.
Well, you guys cut your workload down.
Goddamn right we did, and it's very nice.
Love you, Danny.
Yeah. Well,
and hey, thanks for the help.
Yeah. I was just going to say that. Getting some help, and it's super appreciated.
Yes. It's very nice. We still got to get him a new deed name, but we're going to work on it.
We're working on that.
Those come with time.
That's true.
Your character builds.
That is true. So we're going to have to build his character.
You heard that.
Yeah, send him to a 50% or forever concert. Have him go on a little road trip. He's going to be all right. We're going to make it happen.
He's going to go a road trip?
Yeah. Why not?
I mean, they can just visit half the country. It's fine.
Yeah, you did.
I should have been tallying those.
Yeah, right? You know what we do? We get him a plane ticket to somewhere we're not.
Oh.
And then just he'll land and have to figure it out. And that will be a nice experience for him.
That would be...
Really funny.
That would be very World of Darkness-y on you.
Yes, it would. And speaking of the World of Darkness, this is a show about World of the Apocalypse, which is set in the World of Darkness. Here's the thing.
Okay.
I swear I was getting around
to it. I know, it's funny.
Someone on our Discord, you can run back to find out how to get there, had mentioned that we have not done an episode on Femori.
And I remember a long time ago, we had planned to do one. Just, it never happened. Other things kept coming up. We did the Let's Play. That's half our stuff right now.
Well, but like, it was like earlier though. We did the one on, we did Gorgons and we did drones. Right. And like, we mentioned Femori.
We were going to do it around the time of the Worm episodes. The two-parter of the Worm.
It was the spiritual. Yeah, three-parter.
We were going to do it around that time. We were supposed to fit it in there. And then other things came up. It's just other topical things came up. It's like we did so much on the Worm. We hammered that in.
We wanted a break.
And needed a break from it.
Mm-hmm. But I know we did one on, I don't even remember what we called it, but it was one on the other. And we're like, we'll get back to the Femori. They're going to get their own thing. And true to form for us.
We forgot.
I believe that's when we called Comic Chameleon.
Chameleon.
Chameleon. Because we talked about the commie, I think, more than anything else in that episode.
But that's so fucking like us.
Unfortunately.
Which is why it got that name.
Right, like both in name and both of, we'll get that later.
We'll see.
Yeah, that's not... Today we're talking about Femori.
Yes.
It's a long way around.
Something else today. It's where we keep throwing ourselves under the damn bus.
If this is your first show, this is kind of what they're all like.
Really?
Kind of. Well,
I hope we're entertaining.
Well, that's the goal. Like
it's maybe 50% of the time they're like this.
You son of a bitch.
Dude.
You're going to kill the band.
Don't kill the band, dude.
They're already half dead. It's fine.
I'm going to hurt him.
I'm going to go home.
Moving on. Speaking of Famor, the plural Femori.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is the very first thing. This is day one werewolf stuff, but let's say day one werewolf stuff is, yes, the Femori.
The Femori. What is a Femori?
That is a human.
A human. It's a person or animal which has been possessed by a bane.
Aren't humans just another type of animal?
This is true.
Yeah, so actually that makes you just more right than
direct
me.
Direct quote from the book. Sorry. Take it up with the author.
Yeah, but how often are animals possessed compared to...
Every day.
Okay.
I mean, we're losing that battle, so...
That's a solid point.
Well, it's because you don't know, and...
We're not going to put a hat on that.
Knowing is...
Half.
Oh, my God.
As a twofer.
That was
a twofer. I also quit, and I am going home.
So... Once transformation into a Famor is complete, that person is no longer human.
That's correct. They are Femori.
Like they explain a little more. They're something else entirely. The bane is permanently wedded to their body and soul.
That's very fancy.
That's very fancy.
It's just another way of saying that the poimenit.
Another way of saying what?
That it's poimenit.
Poimenit. Oh, yeah. Okay.
The process is poimenit.
It is very permanent. And I like the way they put it here, where it is a horrible violation, a rape most vile.
Oof.
The bane burrows itself into the deepest recesses of the victim's soul, becoming privy to all the person's memories, hopes, dreams, and fears. The victim feels the raw emotions of the bane, black thoughts of murder and destruction.
It's important to point out right now that...
You say that with such buoyancy, almost.
I was trying to darken it up a little.
I'm talking just brings it right back.
Yeah, there are sources. Like, there's the core books, obviously. There's the books of the Worm. There's the Possessed book. They all talk about Femori. But we did one better, kind of.
Kind of.
We went to Freak Legion.
And the Build Your Own Femori book.
Right. It is the official Femori source book. But here's the thing, is it's also a Black Dog book.
Which was, like, funny, because I remember us talking about it being a Black Dog book, and Black Dog being meta in-game.
Right, but it's also, and this is why I bring this up, because this is kind of important, because there are people out there, remember, that are just getting into the game. Mm-hmm. They're just learning about werewolf. What the fuck is a Black Dog book?
That's fair.
Yeah. So Black Dog was the adult-only imprint of White Wolf. So, like, the World of Darkness was already a thing.
Right.
And you could take your 15, 16-year-old ass over to the hobby store and pick up your book, probably. There were a few places that wouldn't sell it under 18 anyway. It's true.
Too young, didn't know.
Yeah, it's true. You know, that was the prerogative of the, you know, the store owners. But the Black Dog books were 18 plus. It's like cigarettes. You had to be an adult to get them.
Yeah, there's a disclaimer right at the beginning of this. I remember reading it.
Yeah, and, you know, they were, if I recall correctly, because there's a few of them. The tri-book, I think, is Bali, I believe is how it's called, pronounced. You know, for vampire. So clan book, excuse me, was one of them. But Freak Legion here for werewolf, if I remember correctly, it was in a sealed bag.
That would make sense. I mean, some of the artwork on here is dark.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's corrupted.
But it's also from Scar Studio, which wasn't known for their realism.
Right.
So yeah. I think that helped.
But I enjoyed some of the artwork because it's dark. I mean, and the birds were looking at very dark beings.
Sure, sure. And my point being is that Freak Legion is a book that, because of its nature, went a little, I will say, darker. I think people would say edgier.
I mean, with today's...
like in today's parlance, I think people would be like, you know, so I'm throwing that out there because we were... I'd say 5 minutes into the show, but like 5 minutes into the actual content.
Maybe.
And like rape already got brought up.
That's fair.
Which is why it's like, let's take a second to put, you know, there that's that fair. Is.
There's the hat for that. Yep.
And so moving on, though.
Moving on.
You know, I think something interesting, or we were talking about, you know, Bane possession, is that while many Banes can possess someone through sheer force of will, most of them require a spiritual hole in the victim's soul. I apologize for rhyming at you.
Also taking some of my notes.
I didn't take your notes. You took them from the book. I read the same book, motherfucker.
Damn it.
You read it harder. But I also covered some of this too. So, you know,
that's fair.
Yeah. So, yeah, like most, so there has to be that empty space in someone's soul. There doesn't have to, but usually.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah, most require that. It's slowly melding with the victim, you know, like anger hides them the best, but you know, the negative emotions in general, like if you could associate it with the dark side of the force, I suppose that's what I'm doing.
So I have it's a
good analogy.
I put helps. A question in here of, so what brings about such a possession, and the person must somehow attract the bane.
Yes.
And many modern people do this without knowing it. Their hatred and fears naturally draw in the worm's minion to them like sharks to blood and water.
Right, and that's something we've talked about this before, but this is the appropriate place to like really make sure people understand. The worm is not a stand-in for all things evil.
No.
The worm didn't make you beat your wife. You beat your wife because you're an asshole.
Yep.
Like, you're a piece of shit. That's why you hit your wife. Banes are attracted to that.
Right.
The bane didn't make you do that. You did that.
And then you opened up your part of your soul to allow that to...
Right, to allow the banes to show up.
I'm going to camp right here.
Right? They're going to sit there and feed, and whether they're going to try to possess or just sit there and continue to feed, that's a different thing. But people sometimes confuse, well, the evil in the worm is because... Or the world is because of the... No. The evil in the world is because humans are shitty.
There's always bad people out there. You can look at it in real life. There's always bad people out
there. Right. You know, the worm didn't make Charlie Manson. Charlie Manson made the worm.
I think it's a little above his pay grade. Yeah. No, I get the I get the analogy.
That flowed nice, though,
that
didn't it?
That did flow really nice. I get the analogy.
That's just what was in my heart. That wasn't planned.
He attracted the worm, and he attracted those beans. It's just when you are that evil, it's just easier for the beans themselves to... attached to you.
Oh, it's because they know they can hide. And oh, there's some evil there, and I'm going to hide in that little corner in your little evil heart.
And, you know, there's that relationship. There can be that relationship there. You know, it's like the Ouroboros. You know, it's eating itself. You know, the bane's influencing and whispering, but the guy already was doing it. It's a chicken and the egg scenario. Like, there's nuance here, and there's room for wiggle.
Wiggle.
Wiggle room.
Well, you said
I know what I know. Themselves.
So, but here's the thing, is the possession takes time.
It does.
It is not an instant thing.
No, it can't be.
So they actually, to possess, they use a charm of the same name. That's what they call it, charm of the same name. And any time during this period, the bane can actually be driven out of the person or animal. And that's either through sheer willpower by the victim, which is actually rare in this day and age due to the spiritual balance is damn near gone.
Right.
And then, or by an assault of an enemy such as a Garu. Garu can enter the Umbra and physically attack the Bane that's doing it, or they can make it flee.
Well, another option, too, is the more direct approach.
Kill it.
Yes. Or the host.
Or the host.
Which, once possession is complete, is largely the only solution here.
Pretty much, yeah. You have to. Because, yeah, I even got it right here. Even if possession is successful, the victim loses themselves to the worm and receives great supernatural powers. But they also gain horrible deformities. They begin being tainted with corruption, and they become nothing but a monster without any means of coming back from it.
Kyle. Kyle was gone already.
Ah, that's a callback.
Yeah, that is.
It's funny because they haven't even heard the rest of it by the time we're recording this.
But they will have heard it.
But by the time you're listening to it, it's way past that.
Rodiger's podcast, man. We are both fucking in the past and in the future. We are alive and dead, everybody.
Alive and dead. Wow.
The box is still closed.
So Famor are actually very powerful and largely insane creatures. But here's the kicker, is they actually feel violated. As if they'd been raped and mutilated, but left alive. And at the same time, they feel degraded for having allowed and even invited their own ruin. They are a being with a human conscience trapped within an evil one. I liked that quote, so that's why I grabbed
that. That was a nice quote. So, of course, once possession happens, you know, once the Fomor is created, they have, I mean, there's a whole bunch of powers.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to use powers, right?
Think of it as their gifts?
You could think of his gifts, and really, powers isn't a wrong word. I just hate the association that brings with it.
Yeah, because it's more of a.
It's like I've got powers.
Thing.
Yeah,
right. It's a happy thing.
Or, hooray! I got an arm coming out where my dick used to be.
The deformities are real.
Wow.
I mean, that's a possibility.
It's a possibility. Like the deformities are real in this book.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Horns, claws, and it's not explicitly stated, right? But there's these things. It's back like when we talk about the concept of reading a thing versus understanding a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's if then that happens that you have to be able to read between the lines sometimes. And powers can very easily be dictated by the type of bane that possesses a person.
I mean, it makes sense that way. You're going to have certain banes, you're going to have certain powers.
Exactly.
And there's actually two types of femori then, because you have the unique. And the regulars, the normal.
I thought you were going to say New York. There's a lot of time of film.
Unique, like the main, New York. The main two brand unique is New it York. Could be anything you want it to be, or the normal ones, which follow under a specific bane that's listed in the book.
Well, I get what you're saying. But, I mean, there actually are lots of classifications of Femori. I mean, there are designer Femori that were made, and we're going to be talking about that, because that's a thing. Ones that Pentex have created. Mm-hmm. And bred and experimented with.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big part of the book.
It is. You know, as our first team, so we'll talk about them a little bit, too. And then, but there's also just Femori out in the wild. You know, and I think when you look at, I didn't plan on doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody told me it was not the case. But I don't believe them, and I don't remember who, so I can't even shout them out. And be like, come at me, or remind me, either way, because I don't remember who.
Fair.
But, you know, Freak Legion was a second edition book. And
right, which is why we kind of gravitated towards this one for research.
Well, I mean, it's the book for them. They don't share it with anybody else. It's character, there's a character sheet in the back of that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the book you look at.
Yep, mm-hmm. This is the one to build, it's a Build-A-Bear for Femori.
Right. It's a second edition book, so it starts with a comic. Mm-hmm. And the comic in particular is about a person becoming Femori.
Yeah, the slow...
Yeah, that process. And
process. And, I was going to say regression, but...
And I think it's actually a really good comic.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, like, first of all, I really like the art. I forget who does the art, because I'm a monster, so I apologize. But, you know, it's good art. It tells the story, and I can kind of relate to the guy.
A little bit, yeah. I can see that.
Right,
yeah.
In a way that, like, he's like, oh, life was really good, and then life happened to you. And things maybe aren't working out, and you had to take the job, and you settle, and maybe you're not happy with. And, like, so many people can relate to that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And which then to watch that.
It's so easy now.
Right. And so, like, I think reading that comic really hits home if you take the Pentex away from it. And just the natural, out, quote, wild femori, how this shit could happen. And, of course, it ends with him getting picked up by a retrieval team. But, again, I was told this wasn't the case, or it wasn't the intent, but I don't remember by who, so I'm just going to ignore that shit. I couldn't help but get Married with Children vibes.
Oh, I can see that. It's a television show. Oh. I can see that.
Yeah, so I worked in a shoe store. Yep. It was his high school sweetheart.
I mean, coming out at the time, that makes sense then, because that was a big show when the book came out.
Yeah. Like, I'm not saying they ripped it off, but I could totally see, like, this was the World of Darkness Al Bundy.
Yeah, inspiration from it. Probably drew from that. That actually fits just, really well. Wow, I didn't even think that. I'm shocked.
Waking up every day, hating life, gotta go to work, hate the fact you gotta go to work.
Like, it was only the one kid, but the wife's kind of shrill and treats him like crap. And again, works in a shoe store, and I swear there's the picture there of him in a high school uniform. High school football uniform.
Yeah, no, there was.
Yeah. So, cause Al Bundy was a high school football star. Yes, he was. He met Peg and, you know, so it was.
Wasn't Peg a cheerleader?
She might have been.
I mean, most likely.
Probably.
That was the case.
So, I'm not saying it was, but it's there. It's the parallels it's totally are right there. And I think that's really cool. That's all.
I'm just really shocked. I didn't put that together because I enjoyed that show back then.
Oh, yeah, I love that show.
Al Bundy was very easy to relate to.
Very influential in the era, too.
Oh, big time.
And also responsible for Fox Network not going under.
I mean,
it was one of their first shows.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah. That show definitely carried them.
Yep. Moving on, though, other than Al Bundy being femori.
It's a slow.
It is a possession. Slow. It is. And
I like the way you put it with regression, though. Because you're regressing.
Or you're ascending to something beyond human.
That's true.
Depends on your...
It depends on your outlook on this, right? So, yeah.
In which could easily segue into the idea of, you know, those femori in the know, or once they transition, you know, and full on. You know, the idea of being aware of the worm and worshipping the worm the same way the Garu do with Gaia. That's a real thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a scary thought.
I mean, it is, but there it is, and it makes sense, right?
Well, I mean, once full possession happens, the Bane's influence is now impermeated into that person, so they know of everything that that Bane knows.
And that's if they're still, quote-unquote, there.
You could be. I mean, that depends on how hard the possession is happening, I guess.
I like that.
I don't know how to word that.
I'm going to possess you so hard.
I mean, you can see a Bane saying that. Come on.
Oh, boy.
I didn't know how to word it. I'm sorry.
No, but we're...
Look. No.
But, you know, femori, they're generally considered it's the worm shock troops. The same way that a Scrag or an Orlaf are in actual Bane country, those are your shock troop Banes. Mm-hmm. Femori are your shock troop threats. When in doubt, throw out a dude with, like, a horn or, like, a toad tongue or...
Four arms.
Right. Someone who can spit acid at you and let them die in three hits, because Femori are kind of trash mobs for the most part.
Something with hard skin that can take a lot of hits, but really can't hit back too hard, I mean.
Yeah.
And, I mean, of course, that's not the only way to use them.
Well, oh, I hope
so
not.
Many ways.
Well, and there's also, again, there's so many types.
Right. And then you look at Pentex, and they're creating some, they're using what's already there to help create some, or using there to gain control of whatever they're trying to do and their evil plans.
It's important to remember, especially if you're new to the concept, is that Bane possesses human.
Mm-hmm.
Human doesn't become Bane. Human becomes femori.
Right.
I mean, there are exceptions, and I mean, the most notable exception is the Scrag. Because a Scrag, you know, who cannot materialize on its own, possesses someone, and then that someone becomes a Scrag. Which is weird, but that's a unique thing to them.
Yeah.
You know, you can argue what's a Femori now, but it looks just like the Scrag. Like, it turns into the Scrag, rather than the Scrag materializing in the realm like so many other spirits can.
Hmm.
So that's kind of its own, we move him over there. I think a good example is, I mean, those of you who, and hopefully you've been enjoying our actual plays, but Danny referenced Kyle earlier.
Oh, yeah, I did.
He had to think about that.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for listening to the podcast. God damn it.
But, you know, Kyle, as you guys know, because it's been long enough now. If you Sorry. Statute of limitations is over. I want to talk about this too bad. You know.
Counts.
You guys found Kyle. You found that he had become a burger head. Which is a femora I made. And
which was cool.
Well, thank you. And where did it come from? Well, it came from the Bane that I custom made, the Gutweiler. Which I don't think has officially been named in the game at this point, but that is, in fact, that stomach, rolling stomach with the internal fangs, the beautiful fucking, I love that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a cool image.
Very happy with my creature designs.
I mean, it's cool imagery, let's put it that way, because obviously we don't have a picture of that. That's a custom design. That's a custom built fucking Pentex over here. Host Pentex Porter. God damn it.
Portex.
Portex, yes.
Yes, you're right. That was very poor text.
Sounds like a Tamhunt.
Penter? I'm not Penter.
No.
Portex is better.
We are Portex. Sounds like a Cenobite. It's like Pinhead Supervisor.
Do you have vans going down the road with Portex on the side of them?
No, because I don't want people to know.
That's good.
But I do. Smart. I have been known to throw the Lament configuration around.
Oh, and there we go. Anyway, sorry. I threw that off.
You totally did, but yeah. I kind of had a little fun with it. We are Portex. Pinhead. Fetch the Lament configuration.
So would Pinhead be have
such
from
sights to show you. Totally.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
Well, hell, Pinhead would actually fall under the category of a Gorehound.
Yep.
Probably a Mark II, which started showing up in Book of the Worm 20.
I was going to say, it wasn't... I don't remember... Point I don't remember two the Mark IIs, yeah.
Well, the Mark I was like your Jason Voorhees, your Trapper, your Ryan Danes, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the guy from the... where the Mark II is the more intelligent version, methodical. More like your Saw Pig.
Okay.
But...
I like how you're using DVD references.
I am.
This is nice.
Which is but also it actual helps. Horror movies.
It helps, yes, and actual horror movies.
Yeah, so like Michael Myers would be your Mark I. Saw Pig would be your Mark II, or, you know, or Pinhead. Because while demon, different dimension, look, we're not.
Right.
But he's more intelligent and erudite.
The Gore, they're actually probably some of my favorites, the Gorehounds, especially reading these, because these are coming from, what they call it, the Slaughterhouse videos.
Yes.
So, essentially, watching these videos makes you more susceptible to these Bane possessions.
Right. And there's a lot of organizations and shit like that that Pentex especially uses.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to circle back to that, though. Okay. Because...
Sure.
Yeah. You know, as I want to talk again, you know, keep about the different types of Femori. And again, how, you know, different Banes lead to a different type of possession.
Right.
You know, you've got your Enticers, you've got your Freak Feed, you've got Phyrectoi.
Phyrectoi, the larvae of the worm, that was weird.
Oh, those are great. Those are breeder Banes. But again, this is what's coming to it, is that different type of Banes. And so when you're making your own, and this is what I'm getting at here, when you're making your own, that's something you might want to keep in consideration.
Is the type of Bane you're using.
Exactly. Again, you have the example of like the sick lungs.
Ooh. Yeah, those are fucking weird.
Yeah, those are Banes that, well, I guess you take a step back, right? So maybe we are getting into it a bit here.
Sure. We can go a little bit at a time.
Yeah, right? Because, you know, and this is specifically with the Pentex, the kind of designer stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, is they will have subsidiaries targeting audiences and going in different ways.
Different audiences, yeah, big time. Like, if we're going with the sick lungs.
Yeah, let's start there.
They're essentially targeting the smokers. But not just the smokers.
Well, but no, so that's the thing, though. That's where it starts, right? Mm-hmm. Because the subsidiary, right, it's a organization called Smokers Bane. It's a organization that helps you stop smoking. And it works.
Quote, unquote, helps you
stop. No, but it does. The Bane, which is called a Lung Hugger Bane. actually helps you quit smoking.
But as you quit smoking,
right? That's where
attaching to
yes,
right.
And it was they were targeting, like, and they were the more the mid to upper class because they had a little bit more money and they were able to quote unquote afford this. Mm-hmm.
And this is where the genius shit comes in, right? Because the lung hugger, excuse me.
That is a hard word to say.
Right, actually does, the recipient actually does benefit. Because the Bane changes their lung tissue, making them more resistant to tar and smoke and airborne toxins of all kinds. It causes other tissue to become less resistant.
And the rest of your body more susceptible to Bane possession.
Right, well, in all sorts of cancer, skin, prostate, ovarian, colon cancers.
Yep.
But it also secretes a particularly potent chemical mixture, which changes to a gas that can be expelled from the host's mouth and nose with each breath. And this is where, again, they get possessed, they become a sick lung, and now their breath is expelling this gas.
Slowly spreading.
Right. The chemical mixture contains carcinogens as well as a gaseous form of nicotine that causes a craving for more of it in those who breathe it in.
So they want to smoke, and then he can... Oh God.
Unless, of course, their lungs are protected by a lung hugger.
Wow. That is genius, actually. Yes.
And that's just one of those.
Right.
Wow.
There were a couple of those. Like, you had, like, the Serpent Brothers. Those were weird. They were, like, older high school males, a little bit higher of intelligence. But, like, Eagle Scouts, maybe even, because they were a little bit better with survival skills. Maybe, like, outdoorsy. And they kind of targeted, like, the youth in, like, the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts. So as they would rise up, they would become these brotherhood, if you would. And as they're older, they're looking for the ones who are generally feeling abandoned or maybe just don't belong. And then Banes would even possess an entire troop and maybe even give each of that troop different powers.
So making their own packs.
Can they fall in cults?
Yeah.
It can get to that point, yeah. But again, that's a different, like, I'm not sure if you have the Bane name on that one or not, but.
No, I got bored and quit.
Huh?
I got bored and quit.
There was a few of those, like, I started to, I was like, all right, it's. Some of it's not necessary, but it's the idea and the concept.
And this is the fun thing about us doing uncoordinated research is that in a book that ties it all together.
Mm-hmm.
As I go, I'm not interested in talking about that one. But Danny's like, oh, this one looks interesting. And vice versa, you know. So
right.
Sometimes we overlap, sometimes we won't, but it'll be great. But that's okay, too. I mean, look, we're not, you can read the book. You can get the book and read it.
Yeah, if you don't like what we
have. We're going to talk about not a full book report. It's just a little overview just to get your
so you wet the beak a bit.
Yeah, I'm so sad you guys didn't talk about this thing that only I was curious about.
Oh, we're doing that again? We hear that a lot is the thing.
Yeah. Sorry. Look.
Why didn't you say the thing I wanted you to say? Oh.
Guess what?
Because.
We didn't know.
Well, I think in not look where I'm
to do now. Overall. I mean, to try to do 120 pages of a book into a podcast.
Well, sure, but we have day jobs.
Exactly,
and that's, I don't want to sit here and talk for 5 hours.
Also fair. I mean, we do anyway,
right? But you know what I mean.
Like, that doesn't stop us.
Oh, it just makes it way harder.
No, but it's true. You know, sometimes people get bummed out because we don't talk about a thing, mm-hmm. or it's like, well, why? How come you didn't? There was an interesting one. The other day someone brought up the oddity that we did that whole Worm spiritual trilogy and we barely brought up Whippoorwill, if we did at all.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, oh wow, yeah, that's weird that it's a weird oversight, but that's all it is, because we take notes on some stuff, but we don't script anything.
No, nothing's scripted.
So like sometimes shit just falls through the cracks, you know. It's like, oh, we forgot to bring it up, or we ran out of time, or... Yeah.
When things are flowing and you're talking on a subject, maybe you get a deeper dive on that subject.
Right? Like, hey, we were gonna, but we were still talking about this, and like, oops, we hit the 2-hour mark, so we gotta go.
It's fair. That's why we could sit here and be on for 3 years and still have content, Jesus. Because there's so much,
right? There's so much going on.
It's like, oh man, Danny just got a text of his wife putting a gun to the dog's head. He's gotta go home now.
Don't do that.
Well, she wants you home. It's an effective method.
That's a very effective method.
Here's something you love. I will end it.
I mean,
you get home.
I'm questioning possession now. Is she Femori?
Oh, I'm questioning life choices if that's the case.
Back to it. I mean, you bring up Phyrexia, which, you know, they're like the princes of Femori.
The Princei?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, they're Femori elite.
Okay.
They're
the Jaglings.
Sure. No, let's not do that.
I'm messing with you.
Yeah, don't fucking, let's not confuse that issue. He didn't say that, everybody.
I didn't. Scrape that from your memory banks.
I almost replaced it with something worse. But they're made by a breeder bane mixed with a human. Not possessed by a human.
Mixed.
They're basically, like a breeder bane, it's kind of a walking womb. The whole idea with their creation is it's kind of based off the whole idea of the incubus or the succubus.
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, it will materialize in the realm to flat out rape a sleeping human.
Oof.
Right.
Well, like and, a breeder bane, that makes sense.
Right. And it uses charms to make the victim believe it was just a dream. You know, so again, it's totally based on the incubus, succubus trope, mm-hmm. you know, those classic monsters. But the breeder bane then goes into the Umbra, where it lets the new life form gestate in its transparent womb sac, and then materializes again to birth the thing. And the Phyrexia, again, like I said, they're like princes among Femori, because now it's like the... A hybrid.
It's half human, half bane.
Yeah. Right.
The book even says unnatural offspring of breeder bane and human.
Yep. And they're exceptionally powerful.
Which is kind of because they still have the full understanding of humankind.
Oh, sure. I mean, they're their own thing, man.
Yeah. But they also have the passion for destruction. They can even look like humans, and they can hide their worm taint.
Oh, so super well. You know, past those derangements.
Yeah, but when you say like that they're princes, I find these like very powerful because of that reason.
Oh no, they totally are. They're a big deal.
They have a voice.
We all have voices, Tom.
What do you mean they have a powerful voice? Due to they can do both aspects of bane and human.
Yeah, it's kind of like an internal struggle. Like there's
It's not though.
Oh, it starts off. They are the humanness loses.
They are unrivaled in their cunning and malevolence. They are evil, sick monsters.
Yeah, they lose the battle. Is the point?
I think there was never a battle.
Yeah. I think
the internal struggle of being human and worm possessed.
Okay, I'll see that.
Sorry, I was just looking at the blood banes. My notes there. And maybe that's that should be a fun thing, too. As we, you know, we talk about bane possession, we talk about humans, we talk about animals, mm-hmm. but banes can possess the other Deziens of the World of Darkness, or what happens if, right?
Oh, like the supernatural banes.
Yeah.
Which is weird to say out loud.
I would love to hear about stage magicians first.
I take that back. I said it wrong.
Supernatural Femori?
Thank you.
There you go. I was about to say, hold on.
You want to hear the magicians first?
Yeah. Because I didn't read it at all, so I'm interested, and I'm curious.
I mean, from what I'm getting out of it, like they're the most common of the supernatural to be Femori'd up.
I suppose that makes sense, because they're just skin bags. I mean, humans.
They're just humans. Yeah.
They're just dudes that can pull rabbits out of hats.
Actually, what they're saying there is because of the journeys to the blighted areas of the Umbra. And they're very easily tricked because of that.
Illusioned.
Oh.
A trick is what a whore does for money. Or candy.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Nice.
A little Arrested Development there for you.
Again.
So they get illusioned.
Yes, they get illusioned. They're very easily illusioned.
Tom has had it.
Yep. Tom's going home.
He has checked the fuck out. Look at that, man.
See him.
He's done.
Goodbye, Tom.
All right, you're saying, Danny.
Yeah.
That was the whole.
It's kind of what I had, yeah.
But yeah, you know, as we know that mages can do anything they can pull rabbits out of anything that involves a bulletproof vest and a pistol.
Bringing that back.
Nice. I actually was asked that I told that story again just the other day. Actually, I'll break into a quick anecdote about it, but not actually tell the story. Take that.
Even beautiful. Even more beautiful.
One of our new Discord members, like, it got brought up. He asked my opinion on Mage. I'm like, I don't really have a whole lot of one. I had a bad experience. And he's like, oh, well, is there? And I'm like, well, yeah, it's a bit of a story. So, like, I got on to voice chat and told him, because that's always a better story.
Yeah.
Like, you want me to tell that story. You don't want to read that story.
Yeah, because there's a lot to that story, so.
And so I go into Discord and I announce to the Discord that I'm about to tell this story.
That's funny.
Right. And he goes, he's like, oh, what'd you do that for? You know, so it was Top Hat. So there you go, Top Hat. He's like, what did you do that? You know, why are you telling everybody? I'm like, well, because here's what's going to happen. I'm going to tell this story.
And people are going to want to hear it again.
And it's going to be entertaining and you're going to enjoy it a lot. And as soon as I finish, five people are going to come into this fucking room and ask to hear the story. The second I'm done.
It's happened. On several occasions. I'm not even going to say once or twice. It's happened on several occasions.
Right, like I give people a warning, and they're like, oh, no, it's cool. Just kidding. Did you just finish it? Yep. Repeat it. Dance, puppet.
Dance for me, puppet.
And I won't do it. But so what do? Is I tell the story. You know, he gets a kick out of it. He's laughing. He's like, hey, thanks for sharing it. I'm like, hey, no problem. So now I'm going to go make a little bite to eat. All of a sudden, ba-doop, 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 ba-doop. Three people walk into the room. Hey, Portica, is it story time? I go, what did I fucking say? Yep. What did I say? As soon as I'm about to leave, I called it. I said, yeah, I'll get you guys later. But
there'll be another time in the future where he tells the story.
I'll tell it on Wednesday for next game night. That too. Once people roll in, that's fine.
So those are the femoride up mages.
Yes. Yes. It was relevant insofar as the mage thing.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Right? Look, if you need structure, tightly structured conversation, you are not in the right place.
No, not at all.
It's our third year on the air. Welcome to the show.
Tell us about those femoride up Draculas.
Not yet.
Oh,
I want to know. Because there is something about just all of the supernatural femoride to begin with. Just all of them.
Well, all femoride are supernatural.
Except for the psychics. All the supernatural femorae are immune to delirium.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Okay.
Now, there are the psychics. You can be immune to delirium, but it's more of a systems thing where you have to pay for it. And I'm not going through all the stuff.
Well, no, we're not. But yeah, and so, like, I think the better way to say that is they don't have to. It's not like the femor goes to the power bank and says, right, here's $5 I want to buy delirium immunity. Mm-hmm. We could just go. It depends on how they're built.
Yes.
They're not all inherent. Those aren't all inherently immune to the delirium.
I mean, it's kind of expensive for them, too. So,
but it's but it's not, because that's not in-game. That's a system thing behind the curtain.
Yeah.
And it is expensive. We'll get into that.
Right. Maybe. Like it comes back to the, you know, you don't have five. There's not like a tattoo on your arm showing you how many dots of rage you have. That's not how that works.
Each time you use up rage, part of that tattoo goes away.
Hey, right? Like, oh, hold on, let me erase the meter on my arm because I used too much gnosis today. That's not how it goes. There aren't like actual squares above your character's head.
This isn't an MMO?
About how damaged they are.
Oh, I thought this was an MMO. I'm sorry.
No, but oh, you later. Okay, it'd have been a great, but no, it's not time for that. See, this is how you know, right? Yep. The perfect segue to the section that we're not ready for. What about changelings?
Well, Tom asked for the vamps.
No, he wants changelings.
I want changelings first.
But he asked for the Draculas.
But I can't participate in the changeling conversation.
Tell us about the Draculas.
You son of a bitch. Tell us about the changelings.
Tell us about the changelings.
They're like, they're completely lost.
What?
The ones who have fallen to, and I'm not sure if it's like, banality, because it's Banes, or banality is really a changeling word.
No, banality, well, banality is a real word.
But now I'm lost.
I was a little lost on this changeling one.
So a changeling can be possessed by a Bane, but falls to banality. Is that what I'm getting?
Yes.
Okay.
Or the ones who have fallen to banality are easily possessed.
Okay.
That sounds better. Right.
Okay. Than that. Moving on forever.
Yes.
So, okay, fine. Let's talk about the Draculas.
So, Banes can possess vamps.
Yes, they can possess a dragon, but most of the time it fails. Like the Bane is, you know, it's going to be, say, it doesn't matter. It's a lung hugger. Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
And, or a scrag. Better yet, a scrag. It's like, hey, I'm going to jump into this stupid Dracula and live forever and I'm going to make it a Dracula scrag or whatever. Scragula. Scragula.
Scragula. Oh, I love it.
Oh.
Well done.
That's amazing. I like that too. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Is it'll jump, wait, so it jumps in, right? We're going to make this possession happen.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Nope.
Because the vampire outranks the Bane.
Yep, and the Bane is now stuck in that host forever.
Like a ship in a bottle.
Can't leave at all.
Nope.
Bottle, yeah, a ship in a bottle.
Wow, can't even willpower his way out of it. That's unfortunate.
Which is why it's kind of super rare.
Right. There are two types of Banes, however.
Well, at that point, it's like, who's stupid enough to do it?
Which, again, that's why it's super rare, because only the dumbest will try.
Well, I wouldn't even go that far, because the one's a Psychomanche.
Mm-hmm.
And Psychomanches, you know, they're fucking badass in the first place.
Kind of cool.
You know, and the neat thing about the Psychomanche is, even when it works, the leech will still have partial control. But the Psychomanche takes over when the leech frenzies.
Oh.
And, like, gets the full possession. And gets him to do shit.
Oh, boy.
Nuts.
Yeah. So, like, the vampire frenzies the whole time the Psychomanche's in the driver's seat going, yeah, buddy.
That's bad news bears right there.
Right. And eventually, you know, the leech will suffer mental derangements from being possessed. They often don't know they're possessed. But we did say there are two types. And the other is when a bloodbane takes over, which leads
to... That makes sense, blood.
Right.
In that, that gives you the bloodhounds.
Yes, sir. Now, you want to talk about the Bane first or the Femora first?
Kind of all ahead on it.
Okay.
Talk about the Bane?
Yeah, the Bane, I mean, is a blood Bane, which is the most... I don't know where they came up with the name of it. It's a very unique and creative name.
Of the Bloodhound? The
Blood Bane. No, no.
Of the Blood Bane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Is there more blood?
I don't know. Awesome.
I couldn't resist.
Oh, that's fantastic. I think there's like three listeners out there who know that reference. So that's amazing.
You're welcome, guys.
Yeah, the blood banes, these repulsive banes look like nothing so much as rotting bags of pus covered with blood. These blood and pus.
That's disgusting.
Right. And it turns out they're servants of the Eater of Souls.
See, I didn't know
so
that.
They're high rank.
Well,
I mean
just is where they're, it's where they come from.
Yeah.
But, you know, their usual thing, they seek out blights, toxic waste dumps, slums, illegal sites, like tainted hospital equipment.
Huh.
You know, places where needles are dumped. You know, really anywhere that there's a chance of acquiring a blood-based disease.
Oh, boy. I see where you're going with that one.
Just the way you tapered that off a little bit.
Yep.
But yeah, they feed on both the diseases themselves and on the pain and suffering caused by those who they make sick. That's the blood bane on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that's another one that can successfully possess. And that actually called the Bloodhounds. That's Harold Zedler from Good Old Pentex. That was one of his babies.
Hmm.
You know, but I love the idea that so many banes will just try... And just biff it.
Fail.
Yeah, you know, you're trapped forever. Good job. That's why I don't want to be immortal.
It's not a good thing.
Like, the longer you live, the larger your odds of being trapped somewhere forever become.
That's actually very true.
Right?
It's a 50% chance.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I mean, that's not forever, though. The longer you live, the higher that chance goes.
That's true.
We are going to kill that joke.
Unfortunately, this episode might do it.
It might do it. We are bound and fucking determined, right?
All right. So the next set of a supernatural femora, I guess. There are Bane mummies, which is hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know how that works at all, but I don't know shit about mummies.
Either do I. So, like, I got very little on it, except they were created by Set.
Oh, good.
And they're there, so when he does come back, that they're all there for him.
See, this is the kind of moment I wish that Grant were here, because the problem with fucking mummies
yeah.
is there's like three different versions of them, through the course of the World of Darkness.
Right.
So that information is either nothing, or it's very cool.
Yeah.
Or it's, I don't know. I have no idea what to do with that, because I have no idea about mummies, because, again, there are three versions, and none of them are compatible, apparently.
Did it go in the book and say reference mummy core book or whatever?
I'm sure. Yeah, they're all doing that.
Yeah.
But like, there's such small paragraphs. But with Bane mummies, at least according to Freak Legion here, there are only seven.
Oh.
And so, that's got to be...
seven have only been successful.
And again, created by Set, so...
It's like, I feel like that's got to be the pre-mummy, the Rappening, or whatever it's called. Pre the core book, where there's just like a supplement for something else.
Oh boy!
I feel like that's the Rappening. I feel like that's probably it.
I'll take it. I mentioned the psychics, and they're the only ones not immune to delirium. But they are very susceptible because they have to use their minds. They have to open their minds to use their powers. So as they're doing that, they can very easily become possessed.
Well, and let's not forget here that we have Pentex, not mm-hmm. we. Why am I a part of it?
We did say Pentex Porter, but...
And there's no guarantee that made it. Though, that might have been cut. You might be referencing something that was cut.
I'm sorry.
And I almost hope you are.
Oh, so kind of.
Just to make everyone wonder.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see, though. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
But, of course, there is the Pentex Projects breeding psychic Femori.
Mm-hmm. Is that so where you get into designer Femori?
It's partly. But we've talked about them, some of them already, though. We're talking about, our Gorehounds. That's a designer Femori.
Pentex.
Okay. The enticers that, the cosmetic company that breeds out enticers.
These are really the long ones yet. The long ones also?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah.
I figured because of the whole mantra of how that works.
No, exactly. Like I said, the Pentex, those subsidiaries, they all have shit.
Well, I'd like to go back to the enticers.
Okay.
After this part, though. Because we can finish up the supernatural ones.
Well, I was going to say, there is a glaring omission so far. I'm assuming you said
it's last. It's last on purpose.
Okay.
But tell me what you're working with, though.
The Garu. Bane-possessed Garu.
Is a real thing.
Okay.
Yeah. The Howling Shamblers.
Which is created by being possessed by a howling insanity. These Banes are formless, almost formless, nearly invisible. And they float around through the air, creating sounds like demented howling and screaming. It's said that they were among the servants of the worm who corrupted the Howlers. But they tend to gather in hell holes awaiting victims, and they'll feed upon the insanity which they cause in their victims. Little by little, though, they'll chip away at the intelligence.
Well, so you keep hearing howling all the time. Right. It's going to... flip you out.
Yeah, like it's essentially just a ghost running behind you,
yeah,
just forever until you crack.
Exactly. That's just a matter of time.
Oops, ghost and Bane in your soul.
Yep.
Not ghost, Bane.
What's kind of cool about them, though? I mean, cool, because they're still fucking Bane-possessed here. All of them look like Metis in Krynos form.
What does that mean?
The Howling Shamblers. They all look like Metis.
But what I'm saying, what does a Metis look like? What does that mean?
They have a deformity.
They're all somewhat deformed.
Okay. But that's important.
You're right. That's like saying they all look Geta Fenris. I apologize. You were absolutely correct. It's just, I was writing a very quick version in my notes here.
Which is fair, but clarification for people, for the audience. So thank you.
They're all very deformed.
Okay.
But they can't really, quote unquote, die. Because if you kill one, the next turn, if you will, they just get reanimated. Even to the point where if you cut off limbs, they will continue to do whatever they were doing that turn before. So if they're attacking, Porter's got his hand raised before I finish this. Go ahead.
Well, finish your sentence. That's why our hand's raised. I didn't just interrupt you.
So most of them, they're killed in combat. So if they're killed in combat, the next turn they reanimate. Even the cut-off limbs will continue to attack whatever they're attacking. Yes.
Okay, so this is I'm going to cut off your right arm.
Uh-huh.
I'm cut off your left arm.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
And instead of making a fetish with it, it gets back up and starts crawling toward the enemy.
Yes.
Like an Evil Dead sort of thing?
Yes.
That's amazing.
There's even a picture. Cool. There's even a picture in there where they cut the head off.
And it's just rolling, chomping.
Well, the head is detached from the body.
Right.
And is still biting at, it's like a leg.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's going to roll forward and like, start snapping and like, kind of jump with the bottom jaw.
So now I doubt this is in the book, but is that cleansable in Erebus?
No.
I didn't say anything about
it. To get rid of the...
Don't remember, once Bane possession takes hold, that shit takes hold. That's 100%
there, okay. I just didn't know because of Garu, and they have access to that.
Well, I mean, that's all good. I mean, like, look, there are fetishes like a spirit axe that allegedly only harm the Bane. You know, there is an exorcism gift. I think it's Regforth-ish. I think.
Maybe.
I don't remember if the exorcism, if that gift actually...
Exercises.
Spares the target.
Oh, okay.
And I don't remember the limitations on the Spirit Axe. But if you recall, Willow Blooms and Moonlight did have one.
Right.
Unfortunately for her, she didn't get to use it a whole lot. I mean, it's like, oh no, that bear's possessed by... I don't care. Just kill it. I'm concerned about sparing the bear.
So when I say that they, you know, they can't really die because they just keep being reanimated, you can burn them and that will... kill the host and they won't get reanimated from there, or they even say like acid.
Well, that means there's nothing left to reanimate. So.
Right. Right. But then it's, I think the implication there, and again, I love the implication because it's like, and it actually reminds me of G.I. Joe.
Okay.
Of the battle android troopers, the bats.
Oh.
Remember how like they'd be chopping them into pieces and like the fucking robot legs still jumping around trying to kick Duke. There's no body attached, so it's just like pop, hop, fall over, hop, hop, follow. Mm-hmm. You know, so the idea, like, you've cut this thing, like, you cut off the arm, the arm's going after you. You cut the arm in half, both halves of the arm are going after you.
Just keeps going.
Right.
Until there's nothing left.
You cut off at the wrist, and then it's Thing from the Addams Family.
That's creepy.
Right? And a little hilarious.
Yeah.
But creepy as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you play it. I love that idea. But yeah, the Howling Shamblers are kind of a big one, so it's like...
Yeah, I saved that for last on purpose.
Right.
Yeah, but I kind of wanted to go back to Enticers for a second, because they are, you know, one of the earlier ones.
Sure.
And I just remember it because of one of our very first stories as...
Oh, The Guilty.
From The Guilty, yeah. And we didn't know what any of these Banes were at the time.
Of course, Fomorai. We were
for that matter.
4 or 5 freaking episodes in.
Yeah, something around those lines. Yeah,
I think it was episode 6.
Yeah, so we were barely wet behind the ears, not even yet.
I just remembered that because of Porter explaining in-game what was going on. And I remember he was telling us, like, we see this woman, and she is by far the most beautiful thing we've ever seen in our lives. You remember explaining that?
Yeah. Also, sorry, that was a mic. It amplifies sound.
Yes, it does. Thanks.
And we had to do our rolls.
Yeah, we had to do rolls to see if we can even look away from the beauty.
Right. Like, I think one of you almost passed out because of the transference of blood flow.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
But, like, and then we also mentioned that these Banes, they're targeting specific audiences. Essentially, these enticers, they're seducers now. They were created from a contest. And these contest winners, it doesn't even matter what the contest is, but the contest winners were getting a free year supply of whatever this cosmetic was. And this cosmetic was guaranteeing them to attract the opposite sex. But that also made them become addicted to this cosmetic, this makeup or whatever it is.
These were the first enticers.
Right.
Yeah.
So it gets to the point where these contest winners and becoming addicted to this stuff, once they're Bane possessed and they've become Fomorai, they now secrete pheromones from their skin that goes right to the pleasure center of the brain, creating the image of perfection to the prey. Whoever that prey is, they can't see anything else other than the perfect of the opposite sex. And even without their powers of being able to attract their prey, they still have this, like, disgusting row of barbed teeth.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I do remember that from The Guilty.
Yeah, because, that's your incisors. And I love me. They also, provoke aggression. And I don't even want to say in the opposite sex. It's in those not attracted.
Yes.
So it's not like the gay guy turns straight around a female enticer.
Right.
Right. Like, he becomes hyper-aggressive because mm-hmm. he's not attracted to women. I believe there's a case or two where they view them as a guy. I think there's a version of that as well. Don't quote me. But enticers have been around for quite some time, so they're in a lot of books.
Right.
I'm a little fuzzy on that. I don't recall. But either way, is the point is it doesn't change someone's orientation.
Mm-hmm. It's what they find attractive.
Right. Right. And the one, yeah. So
it changes the perception of what.
I believe so. Again, it's point being.
Yeah.
Those are neat to use. I've used them a few times. Right, and again, the cosmetic company is where that comes from, mm-hmm. And again, not every subsidiary
does targeting
like that, right? Like stuff like Enron is evil all by itself; it doesn't need to make fucking oil monsters.
Mm-hmm. They're just happening.
Well, it's a different thing, right? They're not out to create Banes, but there are companies that do this shit, and there's a good amount of them. You have stuff like we talk about Action Bill. Mm-hmm. Has been brought up before. It showed up briefly in the Let's Play because I like to color the world. And, Action Bill, the world is like the World of Darkness's version of G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Except instead of against Cobra, Action Bill fights the evil forces of Wolf. It's very subtle.
Very subtle.
Yeah, it's subtle.
Right? There's like evil werewolf. In fact, there's the evil werewolf Shadow, I believe it's Shadowwalker, who is the Wendigo who attacked the board of directors at one point, canonically.
Oh.
How about that?
So not subtle at all.
Yeah, no. Sorry.
Crazy meta here.
But, like, Action Bill, I think there's the badge in Book of the Worm 2 mm-hmm. that, like, whispers to the kids.
Oh, that's right. To make them,
like, steal money out of mom's purse or, like, just slowly lead him into delinquency.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it's, like, it's prep shit, right, for it to be possessed by a Bane later. But they have the Action Bill tattoos. They create Child Femori.
Like due to the ink that then is in the tattoo?
Yeah, like the temporary tattoos aren't so temporary.
Oh.
And it's like Bane ink and shit or whatever. With enough of it, it creates a Child Femori. And these are interesting, right?
So you're talking about the little kid tattoos.
Lick and stick kind of thing, yeah. And they just kind of hide under the skin, and like as enough of them come on,
oh man,
right? And like these create these Child Femori, right? Is like these things tend to stay out of sight until the Bane that made them is in complete control, and then they use their powers in the trust of people around them, right? So like the child would annoy the parents into abusing it.
Oh fuck!
So it's getting more than just the child; it's going to get the parents,
right? And then, once they are abandoned to an orphanage, that's how far we're going with this, they corrupt the other children around them.
Oh, of course they do.
And then, quote, liberate them by making the staff into Kielbasa.
Oh, Jesus. What?
Again, how far it can go. And it talks about how many Garu who rescue these, quote, abused children are in for some fucking surprises.
Oh, I can only imagine.
An army of children.
And then eventually they will start to develop physical abnormalities, scales, horns, shit like that, and will withdraw from human society. Borrowed time at that point. Mm-hmm. But the damage done, are you fucking kidding? It's diabolical. Oof. As much as this is a Femora episode, this is kind of a Pentex episode, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
You have
That is the episode where we a little dived into the Femora. So.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But we also, I don't even want to say double entendres.
Fifth walls again?
The big P, parts 1 and 2.
Ah.
We had a field day with that shit. Oh my God.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, too. But yeah, there's other ones, like Conceptual Services LTD. This is fucked up, too, right? It's a fertility clinic. Hooray! Infertile couples getting children. Except
they're not children.
It's the thing, is these fertility treatments, congratulations, you get a Bane.
or is it a Bane/human, like the one earlier?
No. This is, they... This is really in here. This is actually, I didn't make this up. Instead of normal frozen sperm, women seeking artificial insemination are treated with sperm laced with sperm-sized banes known as banelings.
That's actually okay.
That is actually in the thing.
Okay.
And like each case is different, right? Because so like you have the ones that sometimes unaffected sperm hits the egg. Okay. So it's not going to be a baneling because the baneling didn't make it. So you get a normal child, but because of their closeness to the banes during conception, they're way more susceptible to possession later. But if they hit the jackpot and get a baneling,
jackpot.
The result is a bane baby. A baneby.
That tears its way out of the womb?
You know, no.
Are we looking at Damien?
Kind of. It's kind of a Damien scenario. It's kind of like an omen kind of thing. a little Rosemary's Baby in there, too. No, where like the mother is plagued all pregnancy by horrible dreams and the feeling that something's not right. She knows, like, she can feel the evil pouring out of the baby in her womb. She knows that it hates her. She thinks it wants to kill her. It hurt her every chance it gets. And, like, it's going to come out and seem to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's totally like a Damien situation. It's very The Omen. The Bane Bee wants to kill its mom. There's no hunters involved.
Bane Bee. All right. That's dark.
It is dark.
That is dark.
And then I guess,
and we put that at the headline. This is so a dark, and
yet we have to have laughs to get, you know.
We don't have to. We're just jerks. Yeah, we just do this.
We have to lighten it up a little. It's very dark.
That's not why we're doing it, though. We're doing it because it's just jerks, who we are. Yes. Yeah, we're just assholes.
We're just a collection of assholes. Hey, that's right.
Also,
50% of the time.
Bainby's mom. Come on.
That's funny.
Right? That was just, again, not planned. That just happened to us. Bainby's mom was killed by hunters. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, I mean, you go into other ones, right? You go into the other subsidiaries. You know, we talk about the Smoker's Bane stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's Realm of Deceit, which is just fake WoW.
Fake WoW. Oh, this is the MMO.
This is the MMO.
Brought it back around. Okay.
You know, which, you know, you makes your, you know, the gamer, it's fine. You got Register Arts Worldwide, which is like a talent agency. So, you know, your standard scumbag agency we've seen in every, like, after-school special or, you know, that very, very serious episode on Sweeps Week of, like, whatever sitcom, you know.
Anything on MTV.
Why don't you take it off there, sweetheart? You can be in the big movie. As Wines, there you go. Yeah. You know the story. There was the Fellowship, which was a child care agency, like a total orphanarium.
Was it in the shape of a ring?
But not the kind you put on your finger.
Oh.
Because they were all seventh generationed up.
Oh.
Yeah, so gross.
Gross.
Yeah. See what you brought up? See what happened?
I know.
You regret it now?
I regret it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, okay.
And then you get the another one I thought that was interesting. Because, you know, there's just like, again, I don't have to go into something like the talent agency. We get it.
Yeah, 100%.
Right, okay, you get them in the porn, and then they're sad inside, and they spread that sadness, and then they spread some stids. We get it. But Dr. Viridian's workout program. It's a whole Charles Atlas kind of deal.
A workout program? Really?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it does what, you know, it's the megavitin supplements that are actually worm-infected growth hormones.
Okay, I see where this is going now. Okay.
Right?
Because I was like, how do you do it in just workout videos? But then, okay, I see where this is
going. Yeah, like, okay. It's the whole Charles Atlas, that little skinny dude, and he takes the supplements, and then he gets all buff and hyper-aggressive and rapey and super assaulty. So he becomes aggressive, irritable, and perpetually horny.
Jeez.
Yeah, right? So it creates date rapio. Which kind of sounds like a Star Wars creature.
I was about to say it. As soon as you said that, I'm like, that sounds like C-3PO.
I say, R2, where are the ladies? Oh, shit, I just created a thing.
They're over there.
Beep, beep, boop. You're correct. The beach is that way. Yeah. Well,
the ones that those create, the Fomori they create, those are like the throwbacks.
Okay.
That's what they call them, throwbacks. This is essentially everything you just said, though. That's what I got.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I think I used those in a game. They were tossing a car like a softball.
Wow. I mean, I can see that. You're all drugged up. Yeah.
It's a wicked spiral, bro.
With a car?
Yeah. It's like a Ford Escort. Get it?
What else we got?
Well, there's, there are plenty of subsidiaries, and, you know, they all have shit, you know, and even the ones that don't, like we talk again about back to the actual play,
mm-hmm.
you know, how I made my burger heads.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the accompanying band, the Guttweiler.
And right.
Guttweiler, you know, possesses the kid, and this is for Otales. Again, it's a custom job, because mm-hmm. Otales is not anywhere.
No.
Like, they're not detailed fucking anywhere, and it drives me nuts.
So that's why it's Wendy's for us.
Well, not only that, but if he were to say Otales in the game, none of us are going there.
Right.
We 100%. All know it.
Right. It's like, yeah, you want to go to eat? Well, there's Dave's Steakhouse, and there's Wendy's, and Burger King, and White Castle, and Otales. Which one do you want to go to? And you're like, not the fictional one.
The Steakhouse.
Well, yeah, not only that, but like, not the one we know is being possessed.
Right. That's like vans driving around with Pentax on the side of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I always sub Otales for a real fast food, but I always change which one it is.
Oh, yeah, because...
Well, you got to keep us guessing.
Right, because, you know, it's like, oh, no, Porter uses Wendy's. Don't go to Wendy's.
No.
We're not sponsored by Wendy's. So life for Femora is awesome. If you're out in the wild, probably you're just going to wither away and die and just mindlessly kill stuff or do whatever your particular Femorae is until you eventually get Garud. You get throated properly. Because Garud is not a thing, but throated is. So, you know, you properly get throated and you're dead. Or you get recruited by Pentax.
Right.
And Pentax has uses for Femorae. Be they research subjects or shock troops. Or if you're good enough, you make a first team.
Fingers crossed you're good enough, because the other ones suck.
Well, it depends on which kind of first team. It could suck, too. Now, I don't think we talked a whole lot about first teams, but I think most of you know. But first teams are Pentex's elite paramilitary units.
Yeah. Elite. We'll go with elite.
Yeah. Sometimes spirals are involved, but mostly it's Femora. There's various types of first teams.
See, I didn't know that part. I didn't know you could have that different kinds.
Well, I mean, they have different uses.
Right.
You know, you have your assault teams, which is exactly what you think. You know, it's the ones that are sent out to do damage. They're all about ultra-violence. They're often sent into contested areas, like, you know, like the Amazon front or inner cities. Anywhere with heavy Garu activity, they're going to send an assault team.
Oh, yeah.
You got the Ranger teams, which go with intelligence over carnage.
Scouts, yep.
Yep, exactly. You know, they hunt rogue Femorae, investigate new companies for takeover. They work as bodyguards for certain projects.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Your support teams soften or mop up contested areas, sabotage, demolitions, infiltrations. You know, yeah, they're used in war zones, but they also work as couriers or technicians in peaceful operations. It's, you know, spies, seductions, you know, espionage.
That would be the fun one.
I'd be, the enticers are on that one.
Well, of course.
Psychics probably, too.
And then finally, then you have your retrieval teams, which are not looked upon well.
That sounds like the lowest part of the totem pole.
That's how the rest of them, the first teams, look at revival retrieval teams. These are predominantly human squads, human kidnap squads. You know, they work with Project Iliad, you know, who does the design of Femora. It's staffed with prospects there, but their jobs are to track, capture, and indoctrinate wild Femora into the ranks.
Recruitment, yep.
Yep. I mean, they're trained in psychology, martial arts, stealth, tracking, but, you know, it's all non-lethal weaponry and restraints.
That's why
because
you can't kill.
Right. But, you know, it's kind of a suck job, if you think about it, because they got to get the guy who spits acid into the van calmly and alively to be recruited.
And not kill him because...
Right. And again, it's going to be the ones that pass as human, mostly, because it's not very retrievey to bust out your other two arms and your bat wings.
Or your horns. Or
right,
your
and scales. Spit fire at the guy at Al Bundy from the shoe store.
Right.
Or you got to talk him into the van. Or, you know, give him some night-night gas, but you can't shoot him in the face like everyone else can.
Trank darts.
Night-night gas.
That's right. But, you know, it's important, you know, that that's an option. You know, I mean, you got to remember, we're building... Like, you can play a game of Femora.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Freak Legion is about. It talks about storytelling opportunities, you know, the Dirty Dozen or Task Force X type situations, you know, a Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shit like that. You know, do the Dirty Dozen, fine. You know, hey, we got to go get this Garu Cairn. The idea of that expendable squadron. Okay, that's fine. But we all know those stories. So, like, I'm not helping you by bringing them up.
Right.
But the idea, you know, is thinking about how you're using these Femora, whether it's the wild Femora who eventually had too much because they work at the shitty factory and or just the world just weighed on them and things are so shitty that that bane that was in his heart just finally, it fucking happened. Or maybe it's the kinfolk or old family friend or something that eventually got turned and recruited. Or you have to stop them from being recruited.
Oh, that's going to suck.
Right? Like, you can take that close to home and really twist the knife in for your players. You know, what if Uncle Ted, who's totally not the uncle, but has lived next door to your family for 20 years, right?
Basically family.
Yeah. And he gets recruited. Like, he goes missing, and you're like, what the fuck happened to Ted? What happened to Ted? What happened to Ted? And then three stories later, he shows up in a goddamn first team. Just by coincidence.
That would suck a lot.
What do you do?
That's a good psychological test.
Right? You know, we talked about the different types of Femora, and like, yeah, there's the different designer ones and the big names. We've talked a little bit about the kind of banes that create that, and that's something, the reason we're doing that, right, is because when you're creating your own homebrew stuff, that's stuff to give pause to. When you're creating a Femora, you can just create a Femora to be like a red shirt cannon fodder thing. But if you want to take the time to think about what kind of bane took it over, right? You go, well, what kind of banes are there? Well, you can make one. That's my point, because now you're making this Femora. You're not just making one thing. I didn't just make the burger head. I got the Gutweiler, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like two threats in one. I mean, you laugh, but there it is, right?
No, I'm just laughing because it's a cool name.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I love saying it. Gutweiler. Like a Rottweiler with gut.
Mm-hmm.
We all got it.
No, I know. I like saying it. It's for me, not for you.
Little man is food.
Right? Gutweiler. I don't know why I left the pause there. I don't know why I let that hang.
It's fine, because I was still laughing.
Yeah, that's right. But that's important to think of.
Yeah, absolutely is.
You know, and it's fun to think of. Creating banes is fun. Creature design is fun. You will have heard it. You know, you had to have heard it by now. But like in Chapter 7, our little centipede guy.
Oh, yeah, they've heard this by now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. What is it? I don't really know. I just liked the creature design. And I like the idea that, like, it was going to run into your mouth if you got knocked down.
That's
came weird. In all shapes and sizes, so yeah, that makes right. sense.
Exactly, and you could just, little oh.
Baby what? Face on it? What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
God, I wish we could have put some reverb on that right now.
Oh.
Ooh. Anyway. It's been a while since we've kind of played around. It's been a while since we've played around on the podcast. Are yeah, you fucking come on,
like 30 seconds.
Really?
Right. Okay. But we have
you like not a little, heard this episode yet?
We have a little extra special something planned. And I think we've about ran our course talking about it.
Yeah, there's a ton of other stuff. It's just
oh, there's so much.
There's a lot of other stuff.
But I mean it's all what are you making? Stuff.
Exactly. And what are we making? Because guess what? We're going to put together a Femora for you today.
Sweet.
So are time, we? Are we?
Are we?
I mean.
Well, what's the time? Are we?
Yes.
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
So it's going to take 10 minutes.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we will see. What's the time? Lead us off.
I got a bit. So.
I was going to say, there's a way to do this.
There is a way, because I had the character creation chapter. Uh-huh. And it follows a lot like a Garu.
Sure.
I mean, so it's actually five easy steps they give you. They don't call it five easy steps, but it's just five steps to making one.
Okay.
So your first is your character concept. This is who they were before becoming a Femora, their breed and nature and demeanor. Breed is Femora that come in, they come in two types. Breed is the normal, and then the other one's your unique. Those are your two types. That's why I was asking about that earlier.
Well, and there's the question, is unique, is that considered the stuff like the designer for more? The
unique is, yes, it's basically whatever you want that isn't listed in there as normal in the book.
Oh, okay.
It's like you make it up. That's what.
So normal would be like your gorehounds and your enticers.
Correct.
Okay, I had that reverse.
You had that reverse. Unique is you're making it up at that point.
Well, let's do a unique one. Absolutely. We make a gorehound. Ryan Danes is his name, and he wears a wolf mask and carries two axes.
And done.
We're done. We'll
welcome to Chapter 2 of the Let's Play.
So actually, I got a little bit about that. So breeds are groups of femorae who share similar powers and characteristics. Each group is usually possessed by the same type of bane. Unique femorae are more common, and their powers are seemingly random.
See, that sounds more fun for us.
Absolutely.
So we'll do a unique one. Let's have him be a wild femorae, and not like a pentaxy femorae.
Oh, okay.
You want to write, sure. Danny, since I have notes. Because it actually goes on to, pentax has a few proven processes, create the femorae they want. I had to get to my next sheet.
No, you're right. I'm just saying, fine, I'll let you.
No, I'm just, let me finish reading. Yeah, okay. 100% of the time, unique femorae are just that. Their details are up to the creator. So that's what the unique ones are. It's just 100% of the time, it is up to whatever you want to do.
Yeah, well, then that's right now for what we're doing. That's what we're doing. Thing, right? Like, I don't want to. Again, we did it already. Mm-hmm. It's a glory.
So we're going to do a unique. We'll just make it up as we go. And then nature and demeanor, these traits represent the foundations of the femorae's behavior, from their inner nature to their outward demeanor, basically. I mean, it's just
nature and demeanor.
Like a Garu's nature and demeanor.
And I reject that because, I mean, there are other ways to make someone, to get someone to regain willpower and we're not actively playing this character. But also, because it's kind of more town?
A little bit, yeah.
Like, I think, like, also, like, the concept section of a character sheet. It's like, that's the two-word elevator pitch. That's not a character. Like, those three things, those are guides. Those don't replace actual character work. You can disagree all you want, but too bad.
So, first things first, come up with a concept.
Right.
So, first is picking unique or...
Well, we just did.
So that's number one.
That's number one.
And number two is concept. Correct? I'm writing this down.
Number one was concept. Number two was breed, which was unique or normal. So
see, that's why I
asked. But it doesn't matter. So concept, but we're still doing unique. Doesn't matter.
Well, we know that's number two. Okay. So if we're going to do concept, are we thinking of a bane first or a femorae first?
Well, no, we're building a femorae.
Right.
So... Until Tom says otherwise, the bane can go fuck itself.
Well, no, this is the big thing. We have to make a concept. So
right. Well, I'm working on that right now. I'm trying. Shut up.
So they actually they do a example, obviously, at the end of the character creation chapter, where it's for developing your character, you must they actually made like a pencil pusher, a lonely, downtrodden office worker who despises his job and his boss. Envies the perks the executives receives, but hates the vicious cycle, brown-nosing, requiring to get there.
Okay.
That's the concept.
Do we have to use that?
No, I'm just saying, that's just...
Well, I know we know what a concept is.
Okay. Throwing it?
Fucking...
Say, that's Al Bundy. That's a version of Al Bundy.
All right.
Like, it's not shoes, he's pencil pusher, so yeah, that makes sense.
A version.
It's like 90% of people in the workforce?
Mm-hmm. That is true.
It's fucking Gordon Harris. He is a 32-year-old garbage man.
Okay.
He loves his job because he likes trash because he is trash. No, none of that's true. He's miserable because he is a garbage man. And society treats those guys well in the beginning. Like already.
You smell like trash.
He is twice divorced. He has a 15-year-old child named Evan, who is a total dick.
Mm. Hates his dad.
Hates his dad so hard. Is in trouble a lot at school. And it's one of those, a little bit like Johnny and his son in season one of Cobra Kai.
Okay.
Where it's like, your son said you were going on a camping trip. Or, you know, the dad tries to take the call from school, and the kid's there in the office, and he's like, fuck you, Dad! Fuck you, Gordon! Fucking trash man! pick some maggots out of the trash and eat them, you bitch. Stuff like that, you know?
There you go. Always getting put down.
Right.
Making him feels, an angry
I like this.
I like yeah. this.
Gordon Harris, 32-year-old garbage man who hates his job, twice divorced, 15-year-old son who really hates him.
Perfect.
Odor.
Smell. Yeah, well,
well I sure mean, he's a trash. Yeah, like he's a trash man. Yeah. There's a level of garbage water. Just dunk it out of the pores.
That's fair.
I mean, I don't know that, but I would imagine.
But, I mean, you're throwing garbage all day long. There's a bag's bound to rip, and you're about to get covered in whatever's in that bag.
So yes. Like, not only does it probably happens 4 times a week, but, like, he's probably had to get 3 tetanus shots this year because of, like, getting cut on rusty cans.
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
Probably bitten by a raccoon last month.
Open the can, and, yeah, right there, snap. Oh, yeah. Reached down to grab a bag, and a coon was in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, the next two, number 2 and number 3, it's literally fill in the dots on the sheet. Fill in your attributes and fill in your abilities. It's the same as, like, Garu, your attributes 6-4-3, and then abilities 11-7-4, same thing.
Those are different numbers, but...
But, I mean, it's, like, the yeah. same thing. It's different and, numbers, but it's, like...
And we didn't
thing.
Have the foresight to print a sheet out, so let's just pretend we did that.
Okay. Yes. I figured we weren't going to go that far, because it's dots on a sheet.
I mean, we did with Smash Mouth.
That's fair, we did.
But... But we had the foresight.
Yeah, we had the foresight to fucking print out a sheet. So
and actually, so their attributes are physical, social, mental, just like Garu. Talents, skills, and knowledges and abilities, just like Garu.
Right, I'm going to put three. That we should put 3 dots in garbage. We'll write it in.
3 dots in strength, because he has to lift heavy trash all day.
That's human peak. I'm going to give him 2.
2 dots in strength.
He's going to be terrible. He's going to have a lot in computers, because he spends a lot of time looking at porn.
There's a good reason.
There you go.
He's very lonely.
I mean, that's the thing, is like you building the character around, putting those dots on the sheets.
So. Right? And it tracks for the guy.
Oh, absolutely.
Tracks. Low intelligence, low appearance. His stats are going to suck.
But now comes the fun part. So this is the 4th step. Select your advantages. Now you choose your backgrounds. You get 5 points. If you're Pentex employed, you automatically receive resources 1.
Is the garbage company...
They don't want to be a company,
no,
man.
No, nope.
Okay. They want to be a schlub.
So now, when you your advantages, after you do your backgrounds, you choose your powers and your taints. Famora, I receive 1 power point for every taint point they take. Taints are based off of a D... Doing it randomly. Taints are based off of a D100 roll to the chart and the book.
That we discussed, we're going to...
We are going to randomize this, but it's how many taints do we want to take at this point?
Well, most people only have 1.
So we're only going to have 1 power.
Well, unless having additional taints is part of his deformity.
Well, that's the thing. Depending on what we roll, gives you how, like, it's a number it gives you. I'm being serious about this. So
I know.
I'm not allowing this. Because I don't have the sheet over there to start writing down how many times it was said. So depending on what we get taint-wise gives you a number. And that depends on what you can spend it on for power. So there's totals involved. So this is where it's going to get very random.
What if we're taintless? I had to do 1 more. I'm sorry.
You can't roll a 0, so.
Joke's on you.
2 zeros equals
just
100.
Did.
2 zero, because you have to roll 2.
No, I only rolled 1.
You have to roll 2, though.
I don't have to. I didn't.
Well, so we got 10, then, because there's a 1 and a 0.
You piece of shit. Right, and I got our burial ground dice out. So,
yes. Which is all the
we
more
specifically
reason.
Pulled out the burial ground dice for this because they are tainted.
Yep. Oh.
I've got the taint chart up. Give it a roll.
Or rolling again.
Oh, no.
Now, 1 dice counts as the 1s. The other dice counts as the
2s. 99.
Jesus.
So, 99. We have worms. 99. So, it's 96 through 99. You have worms.
Perfect.
So does that make us...
That tracks.
So does it make us Hollow Men?
That actually really tracks with this guy.
It does, right? It does not, because Hollow Men are a mass of the thing.
Right. Well, I know...
They don't have them. It's like Oogie Boogie, right, from Nightmare Before Christmas, where he's just bugs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Hollow Man. Right. A Hollow Man is just the bugs in a skin suit.
Right,
or the rats, or snakes, or... Orphans, or whatever the Hollow Man happens to be comprised of.
I had forgot I put a note on here. So for any new people who don't understand what taints are, these are usually horrible disadvantages gained from serving the worm. Normally when playing a Famor, taints, or using a Famor, taints are not gained through roleplay. but sometimes an event such as a hideous ramification occurs. Giving you more, with simply a standing in a hellhole or a blight.
Which, being a garbage man, worms makes so much sense.
Yes. Well, again, that's perfect, but let's do more. Let's do another guy.
Roll again. If you want to add some more, because that's going to give us three. It's worth three.
Okay. How many do we have total?
Three right now.
No, but I mean...
You take as many as ceiling? You want. Taints as many as you want.
Okay.
That's going to give you as much power as you can get. But you will start getting bad things due to this.
13 or 31. It could be either way, right?
Because one dice is your first column, which would be the ones, and then the second dice.
They're the same color.
Yeah, they're the same color. So which one is which?
We'll change one of the dice then.
Well, fucking, which power is cooler, 13 or 31?
Okay, no, that's fair. So 13 is Bane Attractor, and 31 is Disintegration.
Ooh.
I kind of like Disintegration.
Yeah, I kind of like Disintegration too.
And they go in the book and tell you what these things
mean. He's going to puke disintegrating worms at you.
Okay, and that gives you six.
The other one. So we have nine now, or is that three?
We have nine. They stack. Okay. So it's nine total right now. But there's some very expensive powers. If we happen to roll them, they cost almost like 10.
Fuck, okay. Well,
disintegration seems like it would be kind of...
It kind of fits the bill better than Bane Attractor.
No, exactly. Because I like the I get the visual now of it, like the disintegrate-y thing. The disintegrate-y.
There are the worms that are coming out with some, like, acid that disintegrates or something.
Well, like now maybe they're not even combined, right? They're not related. Like, it's just a coincidence, right? That, like, I can puke worms and I can disintegrate things.
That's interesting.
Right.
But that's, like, it's that would be a power, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think disintegration, like, his body starts disintegrating.
Oh, okay, see, I misunderstood.
These are taints. These are bad things.
My bad.
These are bad things.
So pieces of his flesh are just, like, falling off.
I mean, I'll help.
And I want to say going in a pattern like rust.
Yeah.
Because, again, garbage man themed, mm-hmm. right?
Disintegration. This is paired with one of the Famor's powers. This power is almost as... Oh, it is a power.
I've seen motherfucker. See?
Wow. Okay, then. Never mind. That is a power. You can disintegrate things.
But either way, like, I'm seeing it like rust. Like a rapid version of rust. Mm-hmm. Because, again, going with the theme of, like, you know, rusty dumpsters and fucking the trash cans, mm-hmm. right?
And worms is your hosting parasitical worms.
Right. So well, it's the fucking power that Al Bundy has in the beginning.
That's true.
So, like, we already know that one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Do we want to go for one more?
What do you say? One more?
Yeah, one more.
Change one of the colors of the die.
Or just roll one at a time.
Yeah, or roll one at a time.
Oh, you guys are so picky.
Oh, fine. No, do it that way. That's actually fine, because it's more fun. We can actually make it fit trash mouth here.
56 or 65?
56 would be mental de-evolution, and 65 is physical wasting.
Oh, physical wasting.
See, I was thinking...
Yeah, but if he's going rust, right? And it's that...
So it's happening to him, too.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? All right. I'm down.
So it's whenever a power is used, the character may suffer a loss in physical capability with physical wasting. And then, what was the other one?
Mental
de-evolution.
Which I feel like is probably the same thing, just with the mind instead of the body. I mean, if I were to...
Mm-hmm.
Correct. So either way, we are degrading here.
I like the mental better.
Okay.
Because it makes for a more interesting and tragic dude.
Fair.
Because, like, he's getting dumber.
Mm-hmm. I can see it.
Right? So, like, right now, like, it starts with this existential horror of what's happening to him. Mm-hmm. And as he uses his powers... Whether he wants to or not, mm-hmm. right? He gets more like Hulk.
Okay. So we're going mental.
Bad men hurt.
So now, the only problem with this one is it varies on the worth because you have to pair it with a power that you use.
So
this will be a question mark, and then we'll start rolling for powers, and we'll just choose out of those powers.
So far we have nine plus whatever this
is going to be. Because basically it's like free power. We get to choose a power. At that point, that's what it means by varies. We're going to get to choose a power that is going to link to this. So every time we use that power, we actually have to do a willpower roll to not degrade.
So we can't link this to the power like worms that we already have?
These are still taints. We're going to move on to the powers next. We're getting our costs, and now we move on to powers.
All right. I pay a lot of attention. Don't mess with me.
So that was three, so let's move on to powers. We have nine plus, so we'll see.
Just start rolling. Let's just go to powers.
I'm just rolling again?
Just rolling. Now we're moving
on
to
power rolls.
Power rolls. Same kind of roll, though.
45 or 54?
All right. 45 is immunity. And 54 is lashing tail.
Kind of like...
The total asshole in me...
Wants tail?
No, wants to say immunity. So
because of the garbage?
To go every time I'm immune to something, I might... Mentally degraded. No, I won't, because I'm immune to it.
Ooh, that's not bad.
No, that's a shitty thing. Yeah, it's really shitty tail. Thing.
I was going to say tail, because it's just slowly... Like, maybe there's some kind of waste in there that shouldn't have been in the garbage. It should have been properly, but it's...
Someone left their lizard clippings without... They didn't wrap their lizard clippings properly.
I was thinking, like, some kind of waste. Yeah, like, hazardous waste.
Bit by a radioactive gecko's tail?
No. Fine.
So lashing tail is similar to an extra limb, but it cannot be used for precision work.
What is immunity? Like, I mean, I know what the word means, but...
Let's see what they give us. Hold
on. Is it interesting?
The Famor can ignore effects of some kinds of potentially dangerous things. So it's got costs and stuff. So it varies on your cost, on what you're going to choose to be immune from. So it only costs one if you're minor, like poison ivy and stuff like that. Two or three for major threats, like diseases. And six for terminal effects like balefire, poisons, toxins, electricity, and fire.
I mean, I guess tail.
Tail it is?
I don't love either, but...
I don't either. But this is the... Happens when you do this exactly. Randomizer.
Exactly. And, you know, y'all out there, we don't have to. You can just make a thing up and it's fine.
Right.
We're just doing this for fun. The book. We're just having some fun with it. Fucking Gordon was begging to be birthed into this world.
Roll again. We have a tail.
8 or 80?
Brain eating?
Oh my god.
Or shape change?
I appreciate the irony of someone who eats brains and gets dumber.
We could link that with that one.
I want to link it with that one. That's absurd and I love it. He's compelled to eat brains and it's destroying his mind.
Perfect. It's basically exactly what it is.
I mean, hell, there's one of the Famori in there. It was brain eaters. And they're addicted to...
Love?
6 points for that one.
No, they're addicted to eating brains.
Mine was better.
Like, they have to do it weekly?
So maybe they have this power.
Maybe.
Well, they also have powers of... They can force hallucinations.
Okay.
Again,
so, addicted to... So this one, didn't cost, because it's linked. So this one didn't cost against us, but the tail cost us 3. So we're down to 6 points left.
All right. Is this another...
Another power, until we're out of points.
Well, it changes. 93 or 39?
93, toxic secretions.
Perfect.
Kind of like it, yeah.
Hide of the worm.
I want to go toxic secretions. Yeah. Again, it fits our garbage man motif. The only thing so far that kind of doesn't... Like, we're staying on theme mostly.
Yeah, with random rolls is pretty good.
Yeah, the tail kind of fucks us.
Well, maybe there's rats all the time in the box.
Oh, no, it's a rat tail. It's okay. A rat tail. I saw a lizard tail. That's so I like fine. Rat tail rat better. Tail.
It's a rat tail.
So we fixed it.
Yeah, it's done. All right.
And we'll say that cost us the last of our points just to hurry this along.
Okay.
So your finishing touches is you record your willpower, which is at 3, always, and you spend your freebie points and you get 21. You
can which we're not.
Jesus, no.
But I know. Which you get 21, works just like Garu. And you can get flaws to get more. Same exact thing. Now, here's the funny thing.
Is being Famori a flaw?
Kinda.
Fetishes. Now, listen. Most Famori do not have gnosis, thus making it hard for them to use fetishes.
Right.
But they may make willpower rolls instead to activate a fetish. But they're going to be a difficulty of the fetish's gnosis plus 1.
Yeah, fuck all that.
Yeah.
We don't need no fetishes. No. In fact, why would we have them? Because we're just a schlub. Right, we're not affiliated with anyone who can supply us with fetishes.
Yeah, he doesn't know he's a Famori. He's just slowly deteriorating away.
Yeah, this shit happened to mentally. Him, right? Yeah. He's just becoming a monsterman.
And now we know Famori only have willpower. They do not have rage. They do not have gnosis.
Right.
But there are powers where you gain that. You can take the power of Berserk, which gains you get rage. Or you can take the power of Spirit Ties to gain gnosis. And use gnosis. So they can have it, but they have to take the power, and they're very expensive.
Which is, it's good to note that that can happen, mm-hmm. But I don't want to do that for Gordon.
No, he doesn't.
Poor Gordy. I like Gordy.
Gordy?
There's your Gordy. There's your Gordy. And then fill in the, you know, the blanks. What Bane took him.
And we can, you know.
That can be very easily speculated. But
right. Yeah. I feel like that's maybe something for another day. Because we are kind of running over.
Yeah.
A little bit.
We have had a long day by our own making. And our own jacassery.
Yeah, I still love recording.
Oh, it was so fun.
Oh, of course it is. That's not my issue.
I hope they had fun.
I hope they had fun as well. And by they, I mean you, and so does Tom. We mean you, dear listener.
But not me.
No, you didn't have fun.
No. I don't mean that.
Well, you didn't say anything.
Okay.
I didn't want to put words in your mouth. Enough Hey-o. Stuff gets put in there.
Hey-o.
See you guys later.
What I meant, like, Pepsi Zero Mango, not sponsored.
I wish.
You wish we weren't sponsored?
I wish we were sponsored by Pepsi Zero Mango.
Or Wendy's, or that awesome four cheese bread from that place that we ordered in between episodes.
Hashtag yeah. Not sponsored, but so good.
Oh, so good.
At least it wasn't delivered by a garbage man.
Shout out to Totally Not Pentex Pizza. That's what it was
band called. Name called it.
Sweet.
That's their new single.
I don't know what you're talking about. But I know what I'm talking about. And what I'm talking about is we want to thank you for listening. We want to thank you for your support. And remember that if you are not supporting us and would like to, there are ways. Check the show notes. Check our Ko-Fi. Come pay us a visit on Discord. Send us an email if you have questions or thoughts. But that'll do it for today. And so on behalf of everyone here at Scratch and Wolf Studio, Mr. Daniel Tyson, Mr. Tommy Dixon, and myself, we want to say take care of yourselves, take care of each other, keep your claws sharp, your head in a swivel. We'll see you. 50% of forever!
Oh, you made a poor decision.
Happy 4th, perhaps.
Perhaps. Somewhere around
I mean, have there. A happy 4th, whether you already did or will in the future.